At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com three times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to That UFO Podcast. As always, my name is Andy, and this is a breaking news podcast. I'm going to summarise the event that happened today in Washington, D.C. at the National Press Club. It was organised and arranged by James Fox, well-known director of the phenomenon Moment of Contact, and of course the latest version of Moment of Contact. I'll read it from my screen here: New Revelations of Alien Encounters. Now, this event had a little bit of hype behind it, not too much, it wasn't overdone. And I'm going to go through what happened on the day, who spoke, and some of the listener thoughts at the end of it as well. It hasn't long finished. It's been on for a couple of hours, so bear with me. I'm going to go through not the full thing word for word. That's really boring for you. There are a few different feeds available online, and we'll get to that at the start actually as well. So it's a factual summary of the event that happened today in Washington, largely around the 1996 Virginia case. And it was going to be split up how initially it was advertised, to a 1 hour event around the Brazilian side of things and a second hour with American whistleblowers or people speaking. Slightly different, I think, in the end to how it played out. It was very much Virginia centric with a few welcome additions in there too. So I watched the event online as it unfolded. Little bit of a preamble, folks. There was some technical issues. So this event was advertised as being the National Press Club. It was on the YouTube channel, allegedly, and then no one could find the link. We knew News Nation. Now, News Nation, of course, where Ross Coulthart has his home with his Reality Check show, seemed to ultimately have exclusive, not rights as such, but the exclusivity to stream this. There was no other mainstream news media available or covering this as far as anyone could tell, and that was confirmed by people at the event too, which is really disappointing, noticeable by their absence, absolutely. But I think that just shows how much, you know, people like you listening to this and watching this and myself covering it have a duty to share, like, comment, not just on this video, but on the topic in general, to really push things like this. And I'm really intrigued to see in the coming hours and days what kind of fallout this gets, given some of the names who did speak at it. I thought it was a really interesting event. The technical issues at the start didn't help, because on the News Nation feed, it was one of those where there was Ross and his producer Megan, who was at the event, and the live feed. They had a lot of audio issues. People in the live streams were not happy. That was nothing to do with Ross and Megan. I think they had some patching issues, it sounds like, in terms of the microphones being interfered with. Nothing sinister, folks. There's no conspiracy theory there. It was just a little bit of audio hiccuping. It got sorted, though. I actually watched it on Martin Willis' podcast UFO feed, because he was sitting front row, had a camera and microphone set up, and it was really clear. And I don't like watching these events with someone on the screen watching it and commenting over it. I just find that unsettling or odd. But yeah, I like to see the event and hear the speakers. So thank you to Martin Willis. I donated to his channel off the back of that. Really appreciated his coverage. So it was introduced, the event itself, by Karen Austin of Rice University. Rice University, home to Jeff Kripal, as his Archives of the Impossible. Check out those interviews I've done with Jeff. She explained the structure of the day. There was going to be written witness statements that would be read out loud, and it was stated clearly by Karen that this process could take around 1 hour. It went a little bit longer, folks. It wasn't as dry as it sounds, though. There would be a break and then a Q&A. Things overran, so it ended up with more witness statements, some closing statements, and then the Q&A session would go on as long as required. And actually, as of time recording, the event should have finished 1.5 hours ago. It's still going on just now. But I've had to tune out of the Q&A. Some of the feeds started breaking up. News Nation stopped their feed. But the Q&A, I think, it seemed to be covering more old ground. I got the first question in, though, which was relevant, and I'll follow up on that if anything else interesting is asked off the back of it. So Karen Austin outlined her academic background and role in organising the event. She was largely there to bring in the next person, the next speaker, keep things ticking along, which was helpful. She introduced Kirk McConnell. So he was someone who was not advertised for the event. Kirk McConnell, you may remember, folks, someone who served for 37 years on the staff of the US Senate Armed Services Committee and in other congressional roles. He's appeared in James Fox's The Phenomenon, I believe it was The Phenomenon, and he was quite a big get for that. So a really interesting character involved in the background of this topic in a few different ways. Seems like a really nice, down-to-earth guy as well, because Martin Willis was speaking to him during one of the breaks, and he was just chatting, and it was really, really nice guy, it sounded like. But important figure, I think, in this topic, when it's all said and done. McConnell addressed the audience directly, stating that while the testimony being presented might sound extraordinary, similar reports had reached senators and senior staff behind the scenes. He stressed that these accounts are taken seriously, including by people like Marco Rubio, who obviously is now in a rather lofty position in the United States. It escapes me. He was a senator, but he's now one of Trump's right-hand guys. Potential future president, Marco Rubio. I don't know my US politics that well, but he seems to be in that kind of frame. He's made a lot of comments publicly, including in the Age of Disclosure, which came out recently as well. And McConnell emphasised this was not an isolated case. There is testimony of this nature existing far beyond what the public usually hears. And just again to remind you folks, I'm recapping here. Off the back of an over 2.5 hour long presentation, I'm not going to keep you here all day, but if I get anything wrong, I apologise, but it should be pretty much on the money. And tomorrow, I've got Joe Murgia, UFO Joe himself, joining me to discuss the event and some news happening around it. And we can discuss the fallout after the event too. So this is just a summary of what was said for you. There was then a recorded statement introduced from Jacques Vallée. He was not able to attend in person, but he had a video statement that is also available online, folks. Jacques Vallée praised the work of James Fox on the Virginia case, stating that it opened up an entirely new field of research. He referenced multiple historical cases with comparable data, including events in New Mexico and France, and spoke about the importance of environmental evidence. Vallée noted that in past decades, physical samples such as soil and tree bark had been collected. I heard him speak about tree bark as evidence for a case when I was at Sol back in October at the Sol Symposium, and how the technology at the time really limited the analysis. And it may sound, I was going to say dry, pardon the pun, that tree bark is evidence. But if you have the right technology, which we are starting to now, you have to destroy the evidence to get the data. But you can find out how badly the tree bark was affected by, for example, radiation levels. And that can be a real pointer to something incredible having happened in the vicinity of where the tree bark was taken from. But Valle noted in past decades, like I say, the samples that had been collected couldn't be studied appropriately, but modern advances are now allowing researchers to examine evidence that is decades old in ways that previously just were not possible. So that statement was about 6 minutes long. James Fox appears on stage, introduced by Karen Fox. You know, I am a big fan of James Fox in many ways. I think he's a lovely guy. I think he puts in a lot of great work into this topic, a lot of time. And I'm very pleased for him that this event went off as well as it did. Fox noted that Congressman Eric Burleson had just arrived, along with a Brazilian senator who was present in the room. He briefly recapped the Virginia incident for context before emphasising that more witnesses continue to come forward. He describes how courage can be infectious and that this investigation is ongoing, and that's important to note. It's worth saying here that the organisation of this event, particularly in the absence of mainstream press interest, deserves recognition. This was fantastically well run and put together. My only gripe is that I wish the National Press Club itself, given it was hosting the event, but as we found out early on, not sponsoring the event, so it wasn't officially through them, they were just the venue. It would have been nice if they had their own live stream dedicated to the event with all the, you know, the 4K cameras and the real crystal clear audio. That would have been nice. However, James Fox introduces Carlos de Souza, a civilian witness you may recognise from the Moment of Contact documentary on stage. His experience has been well documented, of course, witnessing and describing a distressed cigar-shaped object losing altitude near Virginia in 1996. He followed its trajectory and arrived at the crash site, where he described a strong, foul odour. And that's something that so many witnesses in this case talk about, the stench. He could see the wreckage himself with his own eyes. He says at the scene he picked up a lightweight metal fragment, stating that when he crumpled it in his hand, it instantly returned back to its original shape, a detail often compared to material descriptions from the Roswell crash famously, for example. He described being confronted by a soldier who struck him with a rifle, threatened him at gunpoint, and ordered him to leave immediately. Later, Carlos was approached by two unidentified men in a dark vehicle. They knew his personal details and warned him that he would face lifelong consequences if he spoke about what he had seen. Carlos then clearly became emotional as he pleaded publicly for authorities not to abandon witnesses again and to allow the truth to emerge. Carlos is a very emotional guy when he talks about this. And I think, thinking back to the moment of, I was going to say Age of Disclosure, but the Moment of Contact documentary itself, there's a scene where Carlos finds the area in this really big expanse of fields and talks about it. And I remember very clearly he goes like this, with his hands out and pats the air to say, this was it, this was the area, you know, beings died here, and gets so upset. He's either completely lying, completely delusional and believes what he's saying, or he's telling the truth. And for me, that's where I lie on this one, that there's a truth to this case. And call me naive if you like, but there's a real genuineness to this testimony that's put forth through these people. The James Fox then confirms that six Brazilian witnesses were denied US visas, I think largely due to some of the issues going on in the United States around people getting in and out of the country. I know there's a lot of unrest, folks, so we'll leave that where it is. But it prevented them from attending in person. As a result, their sworn statements were recorded in Brazil at an official government building and presented via video. I won't play those videos or the audio. We're allowed to. James Fox explicitly mentioned you can share those far and wide online. The link for those videos are in the description to the podcast. I've uploaded those to my YouTube and my X account. They're all in Portuguese, Brazilian Portuguese, I believe is how it's commented on the language, sorry. It's been a long afternoon. And aside from that, they are subtitled, of course, otherwise I wouldn't understand them. much like you listening to me right now. But yeah, the witnesses involved in those videos include the three young girls at the time, Katia, Liliane and Valkyria. As young girls in 1996, they shared the same encounter together of actually seeing the non-human being. Their accounts were consistent and aligned with what had been documented by others. Their mother also provided testimony describing the girls' distressed condition afterwards, that when she went to the scene where they had seen the being, remember the being described as being oily, brown or red skinned with red eyes, and a horrendous smell. She mentioned that the footprint was at the scene, and she said the odour stuck in her nose for 20 to 25 days. She could smell this putrid smell, and later was visited by four unidentified men in black who offered her money, millions of dollars, in exchange for silence. She said at the time in the testimony, this scared her. Their presence, the situation scared her, and she asked them to leave. And this is, of course, her testimony. I think that might be one that people wrestle with a little bit, to think that if you were offered millions of dollars to not talk about something like that, why wouldn't you take it? And I think that's down to the individual. So that one may raise eyebrows, because I don't think Carlos de Souza was offered millions of dollars to not discuss it. So yeah, that's one I think that people were like, interesting. At least from the Discord chat. I was in the Discord for the podcast. Remember, folks, if you sign up to a paid membership, you get access to that Discord, and we were in there chatting about the event as it happened.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com three times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop. Because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm going to butcher this next name, but then next up in that video testimony, Brazilian journalist Naye Nade described attempting to investigate the events on the day, January 20th, 1996, 30 years ago, but he was blocked by soldiers. He reported hearing shouted commands and describing an atmosphere of urgency and secrecy. I believe he remembers hearing, surround it, coming from the woods, people running, and it's smooth, that they'd captured the being. The being was obviously alleged to be running around the village or the city. He then said he spoke to anonymous witnesses. Another anonymous witness spoke, stating he was involved in transporting the being before it was transferred to Campinas. I did pronounce that properly, I believe, folks. After which, other personnel then took over to take the being on to a different location. The anonymous military testimony then stated that later the being was non-human, and claiming it was ultimately taken by Americans to an undisclosed location. Then we had the testimony from the sister of Marco Cherezi, who was the young Brazilian soldier who died shortly coming after after coming into contact with the being allegedly scratched. Physician Armando Fortunato described performing the autopsy and stating it was highly unusual for a young, healthy soldier to die from what initially appeared to be just that, a scratch and a minor infection, and that samples were sent to a specialist pathologist for further analysis. Dr. João Batista Giannini, a highly experienced pathologist with decades of academic and professional experience, provided a written statement. He explained in the statement his access was limited strictly to tissue fragments from the autopsy. He identified what he described as a microbial agent of extremely high aggressiveness and lethality, stating it went beyond the limits of a conventional infection. Dr. Giannini raised the hypothesis of an extraterrestrial origin for the bacterium while making it clear this remained a hypothesis. He stated that legal approval, and this is the big one of the big ones for me, folks, from this. He stated that the legal approval is currently being sought to exhume the body, take the body back out the ground, with the aim of applying advanced molecular biology techniques that could provide further answers. Really plainly, folks, what he's saying there is they are trying to go through, and I'm presuming with the permission of the sister and the family, James Fox and co, I'm sure, are involved, being able to take the body respectfully and safely from its grave and study what remains are left. And from that, can they work out, I'm sure, going down to like the real kind of minute, like the small atomic level structure. I don't know how that works, but that would be some incredible science to be done. Similar to what Valet was saying earlier, this is stuff that couldn't be done 30 years ago. It can be done now. So we're opening up new evidence and new possibilities from old cases. 30 years isn't the oldest of the cases, of course, but it's still a reasonable amount of time. So yeah. Next up, Brazilian Senator Eduardo Girão was in the room, and he addressed the room stating that he was speaking personally rather than on behalf of the Brazilian Senate. And he referenced Brazil's historic Operation Plate or Plato, and described the Virginia case as one of the most consequential UFO cases globally. Then next up, folks, I've got limited notes on this one because I got a little bit lost at this point making notes going into the chat. But essentially, we had Colonel Fred Clausen, who James Fox introduced, stating he had examined flight logs and believed the operation involved the operation around the being, and the flights involved had approximately 39 to 40 American personnel. Clausen publicly called on retired pilots to come forward, saying many of you would now be in your 70s and probably no longer in active service. Come forward and speak about this. Fox then explained that his team filled a FOIA request in 2022, receiving a response only 3 years later in 2025 from the CIA, denying the request under national security exemptions. We then had Kurt McConnell closing. Kurt McConnell returned to the stage to address whistleblower issues. Kurt McConnell explained that NDAs cannot legally override a whistleblower's obligation to testify before Congress, yet the fear of retaliation remains very real. He referenced cases including David Grush and Luis Elizondo, noting that even without sharing first-hand programme details, they have faced consequences. McConnell stated plainly that the president could confirm the reality of these issues immediately, even via a public statement on social media without any bureaucracy, but we know how difficult that may be. And then Representative Eric Burleson, who turned up very much at the start of the event, came on stage to close the event, the official part of the event, thanking the witnesses. He referred them as his new friends from Brazil, and emphasised the need to continue pushing forward. And for me, that was nice, despite a lot of geopolitical tensions going on across the world right now. It was nice to see Burleson shaking hands with all the witnesses, one by one, on the stage. He called for the passage of the UAP Disclosure Act and stronger whistleblower protections being paramount. So yeah, and then there was a listener Q&A, and bear in mind at this point, folks, I think we're around 2.5 hours into the event. There was one question asked of James Fox straight away, and I could just make it out because bear in mind, I'm listening to someone film the event, but then they were cutting to the audio in the room away from direct audio of the microphones that the witnesses and James are speaking into. But the first question was around the video that James Fox has claimed is out there, and a lot of folks have said is out there. Now, James Fox has said there is a video of the being when it was filmed, captured in the hospital at the time, And I've even missed out Dr. Italo, who spoke at the event. He was the star of the New Revelations of Alien Encounters extended cut of the documentary, of course, and he shared his witness statement around the event, being in contact with the being. Of course, it was a very emotional section of the new documentary. And when you see Dr. Italo speak about that telepathic contact with the being for 3 or 4 minutes, with the being almost pitying us as a species and being scared. Dr. Italo spoke, again, getting very emotional, folks. I missed that one out, so apologise. But yeah, James was asked about that video, and he said they have names of people who perhaps can get it to them. James has offered money and substantial money for the video, but it's very difficult to get a hold of it. And it's really something that could prove a huge smoking gun, if indeed that video is out there. But as always with the UFO topic, folks, the truth is out there somewhere. We just have to find it, don't we? And what I'd love to do is just finish off with some of your thoughts, folks, on this. Like I say, tomorrow I'm going to be speaking in more detail with this, back and forward, with Joe Murgia, who's a wonderful commenter on the UFO topic online. So over to some of you in the Discord, folks, and your thoughts. Gnosis said, it met my expectations. No major revelations. I've seen it all, really. But as I said earlier, I've no idea how this lands with the uninitiated. It might blow people's socks off, but I've been thinking about it since 1996, so I'm not the person to ask. I'm just so happy it's now having its moment, and James has done this. Really excellent work. Asuta said, I like we're finally looking beyond the US. There was some compelling testimony, but I'm afraid it will be ignored by mainstream media as always. Well, we know it was ignored by mainstream media on the day, but in the hours and the days preceding, hopefully it picks up some traction, folks. I'd love to know your thoughts. If you've seen it, if you've not, if you've listened to this and what your take is on the event, send it over. Contact form at thatufopodcast.com or email me, ufouapam@gmail.com, and I'll include those in the recording tomorrow with Joe. Scooby said, I'll be curious where the bacteria is found on Earth. Could that environment share light into the NHI environment? I'm a little bit lost in the wording of that, but I get the gist of it, Scooby. Yeah, that bacteria, if they can do the microbiology on that exhumed corpse, what will it show? And if it shows nothing, that's frustrating, because that could be a real dampener on this subject. However, I know a lot of the comments in the chat was to say, if that body was indeed infected with an alien bacteria, is what we're talking about here, folks, then would it even be the original body that was buried at the time? Surely the governments of Brazil, the United States, whoever was involved would have fixed that situation. Zab said, I was pleased to see Kirk McConnell involved today and contributing to the event. XCTHAL said this. Different comment. Trevzy said, it was okay for me. We've had real life Top Gun in Fravor, and now a nationally acclaimed brain surgeon, that's Dr. Italo, as first hand witnesses to NHI craft and body. If that doesn't gain traction, then we have to resign ourselves to material evidence being the only thing that will. Doubt will get better, more credible first-hand witnesses. That's my current thoughts, however. Mark Morgan said, I thought the testimony was excellent. After the rocky technological start, the speakers and witnesses were extremely compelling. There was nothing particularly new in the claims and evidence given, but the package of speakers were well put together. I'm uncertain of the type of reach this press event will have beyond the UFO community, but every time something like this takes place, we step a little closer towards disclosure. Bring on the videos. And Gnosis again commented, I think the most interesting part is how this lands outside the UFO community. Andy, I'd be interested in you covering the press release and any info you have about which major outlets might have been contacted. That's one I think is worth chasing up, and I'll make a note to do that. So really interesting for me what's going to come off the back of this. I hope you've enjoyed this summary, folks. A real quick one just to let you know what happened at the event. There are, News Nation has the full event online with Ross Coulter commenting on it. You've got a Podcast UFO was the stream I used, and I enjoyed the fact Martin just filmed it and allowed us to watch uninterrupted. And I know other outlets also streamed it too, but I don't know what those looked like. So yeah, thank you. Please get involved. Send in your thoughts, folks. Send in your opinions. Send in your questions, and I'll put those to UFO Joe. And yeah, so really excited for that. And a few guests I've got confirmed coming up on the podcast. I'll drop those in to the next news update so you can send over your questions too. But as always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting, and I'll speak to you all very, very soon. That's all for this episode of That UFO Podcast. Thank you so much for listening and watching. If you enjoyed the show, please follow, subscribe, and leave a rating or review wherever you get your podcast. It really helps others find the show. If you're watching on YouTube, hit like, subscribe, and turn on notifications so you don't miss future episodes. You can also support the show directly and get early access, ad-free episodes, and bonus content on Patreon or by subscribing on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube membership. All the links are over at thatufopodcast.com or in the show description below, along with merchandise and more. Don't forget, you can also pick up a copy of my book, Atlas of Unidentified Flying Objects, available now in all good bookstores and through online retailers, including Amazon. Big thank you again to all of you for listening and tuning in. Until next time, keep looking up. You never know what you might see.
It wasn't a tic-tac and not quite a saucer, more like a hubcap designed by Chaucer. A little baroque and quite steampunk, like Alice was playing bass for the Parliament of Funk. The little fucker hovered right outside of my window, and when I shoved out the screen, he made it an issue. I don't think he expected me to see his ass, but I'd had some champagne and smoked a little grass.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.